Welcome back to Wings on Wings. This is Tatum.
Okay? What happened? What?
Your elbow made a terrible noise. I'm
petting a cat. I'm Brett.
This is Michelle.
This is DJ.
And I'm Doug.
Yeah. And that's Brett again, because you're supposed to go last.
I'll fucking go when I want. Okay.
You could go right now.
I was petting a cat.
You threw me off.
In between every person.
Yeah.
You pointed to me, and I like looked at Doug. I'm like, no.
I mixed it all up. You should do what Michelle's mom does when we play board games, is she tries to go in between every other person's turn.
That's true.
God bless you,
Bren. It's my turn? No.
Bless you, Bren. What a wonderful lady. What hot sauce is this?
And what did we watch?
Well, we just watched...
You go first, sir.
Season 8, Episode 8, from November 13th of 1996, Wingless, Part 1. We were going to have, like, bites or some other sort of thing here, but we didn't do that, so...
Yeah, and we're eating Karma Sauce's Carnival Extra Hot Sauce with Scotch Bonnet and Friends.
It smells hot.
It's hot.
Made in small batches, but it's hot. From beautiful Rochester, New York.
Mm. Home of Brody Lee.
Absolute. Rest in peace.
And Cheech and Cloudy, I think.
That I don't know.
I feel like everybody's name in wrestling is Brody now, and I'm confused when they're dead and when they're alive. I'm just going to be honest about that.
Well, there are three Brodies. Two of them are dead. One of them's alive.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Bruiser Brody.
Died a long time ago in Puerto Rico.
Got stabbed to death in a shower.
Yeah.
By Invader 4.
Yeah. Need to go down to the island and get some revenge.
This is hot.
Brody King.
This is hot.
Mm-hmm. We like Brody King.
It's a hot sauce.
Yeah, this is real hot. I did too much.
No, brother.
Come on, fine. Ain't nothing to fucking talk about. I'll just suffer.
Okay. As long as you're all right.
Michelle and I will just talk about wrestling.
Yeah. Do it.
Oh, man, this is fucking hot.
Mm-hmm. This is hot. So, in this episode...
This is first part of a three-parter, by the way.
We learn what we already know and have known for a long time. The Hacketts are terrible business people.
Yes, they are.
And they are apparently 8 payments behind.
On the plane?
On the plane. It gets repossessed.
Mm-hmm.
Without them noticing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Those repo men, they're crafty. There's a whole movie about it.
Repossessed.
Repo man.
Joe continues with his terrible haircut.
Mm-hmm.
It gets worse every week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he looks like shit.
This is very painful for me to watch, you guys.
I can't imagine. Yeah.
Yeah. He looks like a...
It's hard enough watching the show, but then his fucking hair just gets worse every week.
Oh, it's everybody so was bad. A super tool on this episode,
everyone
by the way.
Everyone was a super tool. Oh my God, I wanted to dropkick Helen.
Oh my God, I kept seeing you like covering your eyes.
I was.
You look so uncomfortable.
I was inside of my sweater watching through the holes in my cardigan. I couldn't even handle how cringe it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the secondhand embarrassment in this episode was real.
This is a beater.
This is really hot.
This sauce is a no joke. We haven't gotten our asses kicked in a bit.
No, we haven't.
I like this.
A couple weeks ago, I threw up after the episode. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but that wasn't like an episode. That was a challenge.
That was us hurting ourselves.
Yeah. Brett and I missed it.
Yep.
Be glad you did.
And that was because it was all chemicals.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah, brother.
Just call me brother.
Yeah.
That's right, brother. Listen here, brother.
All the mother brothers out there.
Tatum, count to three for me real quick.
One.
Mm-hmm.
Two.
Uh-huh.
Three.
Incorrect.
One, two, Threnoli. You want to talk about TNA? Tis it is, eh? Oh.
We're going to teach you how to talk Kazarni.
Oh, yeah.
No, thank you.
No, you need to learn.
I've already hurt Michelle's feelings enough.
Daddy was a fall down man.
That's right.
Daddy was a fall down man.
For anybody listening who doesn't know what's going on, I have gone to the dark side. Have decided that not only do I like wrestling, but I do need wrestling. I listen to We Need Wrestling and Final Wrestling Place.
This is too hot.
Gross.
Yeah, this is hot.
Dude just dying.
I had
just
like
through the window.
I had like on the two floor. Drops of it.
I'm not having a good time
on only one wing, and I am high.
This is
yeah. My DJ tongue put hurts so much. On
there's him. A rough time.
Worried about his health,
well-being. Yeah,
it tastes good, but goddamn it, it's fucking hot.
It's a weird color.
That's the measure of a good sauce, though.
It's the Scotch Bonnet. The Scotch Bonnets yep. are always gold.
Yep.
Okay. Tastes good.
But it's hot, but it makes you want to eat more because it's tasty.
Their plane gets repossessed.
And Helen is at the lunch counter talking to Antonio, writing a speech because she is going to be a guest speaker at the Chamber of Commerce, People in Business, and successful business owners, whatever. She starts talking about what she's going to talk about, and she's wearing a $700 two-piece outfit.
That looks like a child's Easter dress.
And, like, it doesn't even look like Chanel or anything. Like, remember when Casey first came on and we were talking about, like, the clothes that she was wearing were obviously high-end.
Yeah. It doesn't even look like a good quality fabric.
No.
Remember when Marge Simpson bought the pink dress and she made a couple extra dresses out of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that they can have different dresses when because they were members of the country club?
I do. Yeah.
It's like that.
Dude okay. just lost in time. Mm-hmm. Dude just saw odorous urine.
Do you want some more milk?
No, I'm okay. I'm just going to ride it out.
All right, pee, big man.
I'm like watching you. I am wiping sauce off of my wing.
When I poured, I forgot that it was super hot. Like that it was supposed
to
be.
It was so much. It was like piles.
So I did a lot. And I'm hurting. Yeah.
So in addition to missing 8 plane payments, Joe has, so they're completely broke at the airline. Joe has also spent all of him and Helen's savings.
Yeah,
they're trying to get the airline afloat.
And in response to finding this out, Helen, in her $700 dress, like, rolls around on the floor. I'm so confused.
Well, first she makes a scene screaming, like, oh, Joe, you've been acting so weird. Is there another woman? Who are you waiting for?
Well, right, because Casey tells her she can take the dress back and wear it one day, tuck the tag, and throw it back at the salesperson and say, this smells like it's been worn.
Yeah.
Which is fair. She can do that.
Oh, man. That's a little hot. It's going away. So it's not a...
It is tasty.
So it doesn't have a long half-life, so that's good. But yeah, so they're completely broke. I feel like for the 19th time on this show, but that's not true. They've never been this completely broke before. They've just been really bad at business almost in every season or so.
Yeah, right.
And so they're trying to figure out what they want to do. So, like, because the last episode, Brian lost all his money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Oh, yeah. They're fucking having a time.
Yeah. And then...
Dummies.
So, Brian doesn't have a house or money. Now, Joe and Helen are broke. The airline has no money. Right. And it's funny that they did this because I think we've been mentioning for the past couple of weeks, when we've been doing episodes anyway, that, like, why aren't they flying anymore? Why don't we see them taking trips? Why aren't we seeing the airport? And it's because they're dead.
Well, and every time that they do fly, it's for...
Right.
Like, it's just for...
For horse cum.
Like personal use, yeah.
Yeah, like her horse cum. And,
Flight of the horse cum.
But, they, they say it's the off-season, right? And, yeah. Like, I get that, and they always do off-season episodes, like, every season. But, like, and I understand that Joe's a bad businessman. That's the point of this episode. But, like, your busy season is supposed to carry you through your off season.
Right.
Yeah. If you budget,
but,
right, yeah.
Right. But Joe says, so the payments, I'm going to assume, are monthly. So when is he making any money?
Right.
If he's missed 8 months of payments and he's in the dead season, he would have overlapped with the busy season where he wasn't making enough money to make his payments.
Well, that's what the problem was. His busy season was so bad,
right.
He was pretty much fucked from the go.
Yeah.
It's gotta be.
So, if this was 2024, he would just start a GoFundMe.
Or an OnlyFans.
Can't do that to me.
But,
Oh, you son of a bitch.
So, Yeah, so they're broke. Brian makes some joke about Faye saying every time he walks past her, she's like, oh, remember the good times. But they're, no banks want to talk to them, but they do have an investor coming. Mm-hmm. Is that what he is? Is that how they frame him?
Yeah, yes. It's their last chance because they've already talked to other investors who don't want to invest.
This is the only guy who showed any interest. And I wonder who that guy was.
Amy Yazbek has a new IMDb photo and it's not very good.
Why would they choose that?
I don't know.
Yeah, that is so
pretty. It's just so pretty. It's just rough. Yeah. It's just a little, it's extra photoshopped. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
I forgot she was in The Mask.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Jonathan Clayton, played by Mitchell Ryan.
That's his name.
He died in March of 2022 at 88 years old. Born in 1934. Known for Gross Point Blank.
Halloween 6, The Curse of Michael Myers.
As Dr. Wynn, Liar, Liar.
Halloween 5.
He's the general in Lethal Weapon.
Oh, yeah, he was. Yep.
He is the voice of Highfather on Justice League, which is cool. He is Greg's dad on Dharma and Greg. A little shared window there. He was on The Practice. You would know him to see him. He is a tall man with a white flat top hair kind of deal.
Let's remember.
Two episodes of Silk Stockings, like everybody ever.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah.
Tongue is so hot.
Mm-hmm.
My tongue and my lips are fucked right now. Lip fuck.
No.
Yeah, this is a great lip plumper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, my tongue feels swollen from
this. So the guy shows up, his entire crew, he's like, so there's a really weird thing in this episode, now that the heat is left me. The weird part of this episode is that Joe says he did research on this guy, and he's like a whiskey-drinking cigar man. So Joe needs to be tough. And he keeps yelling at Brian for saying things that a man wouldn't say, like fabulous. And I was like, this is borderline homophobic in a weird way.
It's not borderline.
You're going to say full on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It was uncomfortable. At
stops
times.
Barely short of calling him a sissy.
Right. That's like he's very close to just being like, "What are you, an F slur?" Like,
right? What? Like, exactly.
It's really uncomfortable at times. And like Brian's being perfectly normal. He just like giggles and he like shoots him a look.
Yeah,
it's very weird.
Am I shaking or am I still?
You look still.
Okay.
You're still.
So it's just internal then. Great.
So
yeah, it's just
your heart.
Freezing.
So this guy shows up and his entire crew are stuck in Japan because they ate bad blowfish.
Pufferfish.
Sorry, same difference. Oh no, I guess not. Is a blowfish and a pufferfish the same thing? What's a blowfish?
A fish that blows.
Blows what?
Water.
And he's like, yeah, they're all, like, isn't that the fish that can kill you? And he's like, yeah, they're all in the hospital. I just shook it off.
Yeah.
Shout out Taylor Swift. And shout out T-Swivel. T-Swivel? T-Swizzle? T-Swiftle?
My gums hurt.
The roof of my mouth is swollen.
Yes. Oh, God.
The funny thing is that I ate them before everybody, so I'm out of it now, and you guys are all in it, so it's nice.
But your face is still red, and your lips are like...
And you're still sweaty.
You have fabulous lips. You look like you got filler.
That's a kiss that don't miss.
Hey, look at that.
Did you get a lip flip?
I don't know what that means.
Oh.
I've always had
Come on.
Thick lips. Oh, that thing, that's gross.
I call you a thick lips Rothenbecker.
That's right.
That's
what they call me, but it's not because of the lips on my face. Anyway. So.
The noise I
All right, good night, everyone.
You can't do that to me.
Brett actually spit back in his gum.
Oh my god. My tears burn. So, fuck, this is hot.
The guy doesn't want to be an investor because like you don't invest in a failing business. He wants to buy it outright.
Right.
Yeah.
And they will become his employees.
Yeah. And Joe's like, absolutely not.
Yeah. He's like, I'll sell my house, you son of a bitch.
That's not what he said. That was Helen's idea.
Well,
yes.
He just starts selling ass.
Helen has an idea in this
episode.
You're getting
all capsaicin crazy. Yeah, once she picks herself up off the floor,
Which she ruins the $700 outfit so she can't return it. And again, I say, that was no $700 outfit. No,
yeah,
no.
That's too much. It was so
And
ugly.
Why the fuck would she wear that to speak to the Chamber of Commerce?
What are you doing?
Did
what
you just you finger dab?
What are you doing over there?
What are you doing?
Oh my God.
I'm gonna take this away from you. No, what are you doing? No!
We're gonna have to call the EMT now.
You know how long it takes for an ambulance to get up here?
Extremely macho Terrapins.
Terrapins?
What are you talking about?
Those are the first three words that popped in my brain that fit those letters. You let me go.
Like the turtles?
Oh, yeah. Okay, EMT, extremely macho Terrapins. Yeah.
What?
That's what they call Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in Eastern Europe.
No, well, that was the first pass before it was before they liked pizza. They were all accountants. It's very weird.
Am I hiring now?
Yes, you are.
DJ, what the fuck just happened?
I have no idea. We're talking about
extremely
terrapins.
Macho Terrapins. Extremely, it works. It's what it was first.
Heroes in a half shell, Terrapin Tower.
There's a college whose sports team is the Terrapins.
Maryland.
University of Maryland in University Park, Maryland.
I ghost wrote a book, well, co-ghost wrote a book about turtles, tortoises, and terrapins once.
Well, fucking, all right. Yeah, fucking, yeah, fuck.
I didn't even listen to
you guys are looking at me to talk. This is the content we're going to get. So you guys better fill this fucking space.
I'm trying to remember where we're at. So Helen says, oh, well, we're supposed to come to each other with our problems. And
we've been coming to each other with our problems since we were kids, Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how she said it.
And then we'll sell the house. And he's like, you love that house. And she's like, but I love you more. And none of them are thinking about, like, all four of them
living.
Yeah,
we're going to live.
Yeah, where the fuck?
And none of them
are going to live in the hangar.
Like, are they all going to work at the lunch counter? Yeah. Like, what?
Okay. They're going to sleep in the hangar? Like, what the fuck's going on? Mm.
So, they're going to put bunk beds in there.
There's no fucking plane, so.
Yeah.
They can fit.
Oh, and then Roy comes in with his offer as well. And this is the one thing that's funny.
Say it, Doug. Say it, baby.
So he hands the list of, here's a proposal for you. Hands it to him. He was like, 30% loan. That's kind of steep. And he's like, oh, if I miss payments, then my plane becomes property of Aeromass Air. And Roy says, oh, my accountant just slipped that in. Don't worry about that. He was like, hey, what's this about Helen in here? And he was like, that only kicks in the second month. So
the
I'm
second
assuming
year.
In the second year. So I'm assuming it was something about like he gets to fuck Helen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or I'm sure it's something even more lascivious than that. Like Helen has to like do like housework and like
I guarantee
naked
you
or something.
That from what I know about Rory Diggins, that contract contained the words prima nocta.
At the very least.
Prima nocta? Is that what it is, right? Primo nocta?
Prima nocta. I think it is. Mm-hmm. It was back in the, it was an agreement where whatever British lord was overseeing an area of Scotland, whenever a couple got married, he was allowed to fuck the bride on the wedding night.
It was
basically they were trying to outbreed the Scottish.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a war over it. Amongst other things.
Yeah.
So.
Goddamn British.
Okay.
Anyway. So, yeah, we're sure there was, like, tons of sleaze in there because it was Roy Biggins.
Absolutely.
Right. I'm trying not to let my mind go off too far in the left field.
I just assumed it was and if he missed any payments, then, like, Helen was his wife now.
Yeah.
Doug, what are you thinking about?
So,
Jimmy Valiant and the glass table.
Thank you.
So, they all are. Joe and Brian are in the hangar. Brian comes in and he's got the facts that he had to pick up from the pharmacy of the offer to buy the airline.
Yes.
And he's already signed it. And they have like a, I don't know, really like dumb emotional moment that just feels like there's no actual emotion there. And then Joe signs the airline and he's like, at least we'll always get to call it Sandpiper. So, like,
foreshadowing.
You know, right.
Didn't Joe have an emotional moment? Did you talk about it?
It kind of was. I glossed over it.
I remember the very first time somebody said they would give me $20 to fly them to Boston, and I grasped that $20 in my hand the whole flight, and I was like, I'm really doing it. This is really a thing that's going to happen.
Which is why you lost the fucking airline, idiot, because you can't fly one single woman to Boston for $20.
I was thinking that. I was like, I flew over for $20. It's like, you also just spent like $500 in fuel and landing fees.
Even exactly. In 1990, that was not enough.
Right.
This is why you should not own your own airline, and it's good that somebody else bought it.
Has there ever been more than two people in that plane?
Yeah.
Like, in the second season?
Yeah. Okay. More than two people that didn't work at the airline?
Yeah, in the early seasons, they used to be full of passengers.
Okay. Yeah.
There's only, like, six seats on that plane.
Oh, and then they say, well, at least we'll have our independence, because he doesn't seem like the kind of guy who's just going to hang around all the time.
Right.
And, of course, then Mitchell Ryan immediately, of course, walks in there like, oh, what are you doing here, sir?
Yeah. And, yeah, because Joe kisses the plane.
Right. Yeah. And he's there with his son.
Played by Jonathan Slavin.
He looks really familiar to me.
Yeah.
Slavin.
Jonathan Slavin? Slavin?
Slavin.
It's not a real name.
And it's this guy. You've seen him in stuff?
Yeah. I have. What else was he in?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, Tatum.
Yeah.
Born in 1969. He's on the Santa Clarita Diet. Speechless.
Oh.
Better Off Ted.
Never wanted to watch that.
No.
He was in 103 things. Let me go back in time here real quick. I know how much everybody loves this.
Sure, this is your favorite part.
He was in an episode of ER. He was in something called Platypus Man. Chicago Hope.
Is he Platypus Man?
Melrose Place. It turns out, no, he is not Platypus Man.
Oh.
He was an extremely macho terrapin on Platypus Man. Touched by an Angel. Homeboys in Outer Space. He played Prince Bob. Two episodes of Caroline in the City.
What's happening?
Spoiler alert, three episodes of Wings.
A lot of weird shit's going on there, right?
He was fish and chip delivery boy in the movie Slappy and the Stinkers.
Oh. That's my new metal pulp.
Hold on.
A movie about a ska band?
No, hold on. This is very important. I'm going to need you all to guess in a sentence or two what Slappy and the Stinkers was about.
Brett's new metal polka band.
Yes, my new metal polka band, please.
1998, and it's 1 hour and 18 minutes long.
Oh, but man, it's
a ska band.
Softcore porn.
I was going to say.
Hold on. Top three billed actors. B.D. Wong, Bronson Pinchot, and Jennifer Coolidge.
Softcore porn. It's
not a ska band. Anybody show titty?
No.
Bronson Pinchot shows titty.
If it's not a ska band, it's a polka band. Titty.
Okay.
Balky.
That's your guess? Those
are two acceptable answers. Ska and polka.
All right. Anybody else have a guess about what Slappy and the Stinkers is about?
Bronson Pinchot plays a down-on-his-luck music promoter, and he discovers the band Slappy and the Stinkers, and it's their adventures of trying to get the band's name out there so they can make some money.
Okay.
Because Bronson Pinchot is also trying to be a good father, and he's constantly being hounded by loan sharks who are giant Japanese men. No, wait. That's the movie Body Slam. Close enough.
Wow. Brett, Slappy and the Stinkers.
What Doug said.
Tatum, Slappy and the Stinkers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Michelle? I believe that they are college students who graduate and they start a polka band.
Slapping the Stinkers is a movie about a group of young troublemakers who try to help a sea lion escape to the ocean.
Slappy and their little stinkers. All right. Okay. I respect it.
Wait, so it's off-brand Free Willy?
It's on Tubi, streaming on Tubi.
Oh, no, yeah.
It seems to be a Little Rascals by way of Free Willy sort of movie.
Oh, my God.
How not to get commercials.
How?
And here's the poster for Slappy and the Stinkers.
What the fuck do you want me to do?
Nothing.
That's
Slappy the Stinkers. So
where's Bronson Pinchot?
Bronson Pinchot did not make the poster.
Oh no, he's probably the bad guy who runs the
poster.
He's probably the bad guy who runs the.
B.D. Wong is the bad guy, actually.
What?
B.D. Wong is the bad guy?
He is.
I don't believe that.
He sure is.
So the other guy is like the dad.
Yeah, Brothers Keeper, two episodes of Dharma and Greg, because he was the only two episodes. That's funny. John Slavin also on Dharma and Greg, so there you go.
Yeah, along with his dad.
Yeah, NYPD Blue, Friends. Andy Richter Controls the Universe. He was on 19 episodes of Andy Richter Controls the Universe. Remember when Andy left Conan for the first time?
Nope.
Yep. There isn't anybody else. Grey's Anatomy, Bones, Ugly Betty, My Name is Earl. 5 episodes of My Name is Earl. He was Doug on My Name is Earl.
I don't remember there being a Doug on My Name is Earl.
I don't.
He's right here.
I don't remember really watching that.
It was excellent.
But I liked it. I know that I watched it, but I don't remember it.
All right, so that's all I got about that guy.
So that guy's going to be Slappy and or one of the stinkers. I'm guessing Slappy is a sea lion. So one of the stinkers is going to now be in charge of Sandpiper.
No. He is like Chinese food delivery guy in that movie.
Oh, I thought he was one of the stinkers.
Well,
right. Slavin's had a tough run.
He got a promotion because he now owns an airline.
All right, just for clarity's sake, I got to go back to Slappy and the Stinkers. From 1998.
I need to know who the stinkers.
While you're doing that, I'm just gonna move on.
So yes. So Scarlett Palmer's is a stinker. Travis Tedford is a stinker.
I've never heard any of these.
Travis
people.
Tedford, I don't know the name, but he played the main kid, Spanky, in the Little Rascals.
Dad's name.
Okay.
Will you Bronson stop? Pinchot?
I think we're good.
No.
Mitchell he Ryan? Plays the fish and chip delivery boy.
I'm stuck on that.
Yes. Who bought the airline?
He did.
Yeah, it was. Mitchell, I can't remember which show on Mr. Yeah. Clayton.
Mr. Clayton. Yes. Okay. So he walks in and he was like, I want to introduce you guys to my son. He just finished school and he's going to be your new boss. And they're like, we need to see you in our office. To which Joe starts yelling at him. I thought we were going to be able to run this and whatever. And he was like, why would I let you in charge? You basically sank this business.
You clearly
business.
Suck.
Right. You're
not good management.
Y'all suck.
You're flying one old lady to Boston for $20. Yeah. Are you in charge?
Like, you made $20.
And if you look back at the books, they've also crashed the plane.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Has had a Jeep driven through the offices.
Twice.
Yeah.
A lot of shit.
Yeah. Burned down houses twice.
They seemingly don't have a mechanic.
Right.
No. They had Brian started a business and lost it the same day.
The same day.
So.
Yeah, they're fucking incompetent.
Yeah.
Mm?
Yep.
Oh my Hell god.
Yeah.
So this dude's kid is running the shit now.
Yes.
And he comes out of the office. And Joe's like, listen here, you little fucking pipsqueak.
That's
or
right.
Something.
That's right.
He's like, I'm like, running this shit. Pipsqueak.
You little bitch.
Yeah.
And he yells at him.
He does.
And he goes,
and the kid says,
he's like, hate me a little quieter.
Can you hate me a little quieter, man?
Yeah. Like, I love a hangover, dude.
That was like
I'm
my
working
favorite
on
line.
A hangover.
Yeah. So like, I thought where they were going was that he was going to be like this drunk who was just going to hang around the airport loaded. Yeah. While the boys just do whatever they want.
Yep.
And then they would just cover for him. Like, that. The hijinks would be that whenever the dad shows up, they got to cover for this dude because he's not doing anything, but they want to keep the airline. But instead, he ends up being like a guy who's like, oh, I went to Harvard. It's hard there. And then he went to a bunch of different schools, went to some school in, like, I don't know, wherever he said.
Yeah.
UNLV, then, USC, UCLA,
yeah, and then
NYU.
One that was also part of a brothel in, like,
Ecuador. Yes.
Guadalajara.
A school, yeah. We looked at each other on that and we were like,
I was like, and then, I'm in Tubby Moore.
Yeah.
And then they have to change the name. It doesn't get to the Sandpiper anymore.
So, like, essentially they're going to be reporting to the world's worst Nepo baby.
Yes. Which they say they don't like nepotism.
Oh, yeah.
Hackett
brothers don't like nepotism. Which they have, like, fired and hired each other. How many times?
Remember Kenny? Was his name Kenny?
Kenny, yeah.
Kenny, Yeah, the child from season 2-ish.
Yeah, the child pilot. You weren't here for
Kenny. I wasn't here.
Yeah, Brian didn't want to fuck his mother.
Right, they hired a kid from high school to fly a plane for them.
Good
times. Oh.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah.
Well, they sure do love high school kids.
Helen does.
On the show.
Helen extra loves the high school kids. Yep.
Casey likes the college boys.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's a scumbag on this show.
So then this, you know, essentially this kid's like, oh, and you gotta change the name. Yeah. And then it's
to be continued.
Yep.
Yeah.
For 2 more episodes.
Oh my god.
That's rough.
It's also interesting because usually in sitcoms you see the two-parter, but you don't see a lot of three-parters.
It's a rare three-parter.
Yeah, that's not a common thing.
Where are we in the season.
Bear Creek. Sorry.
Soon to be named Network North.
Season 8. I think this is episode 8.
This is season 8. I think this is, episode 8. So we've got
16.
Yeah.
Yeah, 16 episodes left after this.
Okay, so, and two of them being that. And then 2 and 3. Then 14 after that. So they're really like starting to wrap it up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They're getting towards the end here.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're running out of.
So I think this three-parter is going to be like the story that is giving us the beginning of the end.
Yeah, this felt like it could have been the really disappointing first part of a two-part finale. Finale.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm. Yeah. But instead, it was the really disappointing first part of a three-episode arc.
If I remember correctly from what I've seen of the dates, this one aired sometime in November of 1996.
Yes.
And I think the show wraps up around May of 97. So we're definitely...
May 21st of 1997. I saw it today.
There we go. Online. Yeah, we're getting down to it.
You know how the finale of The Sopranos, it just like ends?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fucking spoiler alert.
Never seen it.
Never saw it.
Oh, really? Oh, mm-hmm. Spoiler alert.
Thanks.
for a show that ended 17 years ago.
I know, right? But like, if that happened on this show, I'd be so fucking happy.
What, they just walk in, like, they cut to the lunch counter, and all of a sudden,
yeah. And all of a sudden, it's just done.
Don't Stop Believing playing, and just cuts to black.
Right? Oh, God. Except a more annoying song.
Ah, that song's pretty annoying.
I know.
Jesus, what song is more annoying than that?
More annoying
I Hope You Dance.
That new JoJo Siwa song.
Yes. I don't know what you just said.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You don't.
For those who know, you know.
Oh man, I wish we had a video portion for that.
Like, I mean,
I don't know what just happened.
Yep. Karma's a bitch, and you should have known better, dog.
Yeah, dog.
No. Am I a monkey?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not your fucking
dance monkey.
You would pay me.
That's right.
Dance for my pleasure.
Does anybody want to
put the singles in my box?
Name their least favorite Nepo baby? I don't know.
I think we're
George W. Bush.
That's a good one. That's actually a very good one.
All of the
I love his paintings.
RFK Jr.
Yeah. I was gonna say. Let's see, JFK. They shot
starting
him.
Where?
RFK. They shot him. Ted Kennedy.
He'll fuck it up for himself.
He is the first Nepo baby.
He's the kind of guy who goes to the dinosaur. Gets home and goes, "Oh, what did I forget? The fucking girl."
Jesus Christ, where are my pants?
There's a bullet in my ass. Oh. Yeah, we got plenty of content. We're out of here.
Talk about the Kennedys.
Doug and I are out.
I'll talk some Kennedys.
Honorable mention to Gwyneth Paltrow.
Ooh.
We are not talking about Gwyneth Paltrow.
Mary Jo Kopechne.
Yeah, star of resident of Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah, she was from Wilkes-Barre. Yeah.
There you go. So, Kennedys.
Let's rate this.
Yeah, rate this episode. That's where we're at. Let's get out of here. This is nonsense.
Kennedys covered in shit up in America. Yes, Glenn.
Yes, Glenn Danzig.
What was the name of the
famous
episode?
Kennedy hater?
Wingless.
Wingless. We've devolved into six different conversations.
I still care about that, not just like you, pal.
Yeah, Glenn's a little funny.
Let's rate this.
All right, I'll go. We'll go with a 1. Mm-hmm. Just because I like that Roy joke about fucking Helen.
Like I said, you know it's a lot more disgusting. Ah,
100%.
0.75.
Okay. Michelle?
Pardon me.
0.75.
I'm mirroring Brett's 1 for the Roy joke, I guess.
I was going to say, on the strength of the Roy Helen joke and the Guadalajara brothel/university joke, I
forgot about that one.
Yeah, I'll give him a little bit more oomph for that one, because at least there was a little something to giggle at this episode, unlike last week's pile of crud.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the sauce.
Mm-hmm. Karma sauce, and as we know, karma's a bitch.
Should have known better.
Karma Carnival.
That's for us.
Carnival. Karma Carnival. Karma, 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 carnival. Brett?
I feel like we're all just so...
What?
We're all so fucked up.
I'm going to go 2.25. It's tasty, but it's way too fucking hot. and my gums are just starting to chill out. 2.25.
Literally exactly the same.
Let's fucking go, brother.
My brain can't even.
I'm going to give it a 2. I thought it was okay.
I'm going to give it a 3. I liked it. Real quick. I gave up space science to make great sauce. Lucky for me, I found a great crew for the journey. From dirt farming to slicing and dicing, we do it all. That you can create some amazing meals. Mm-hmm. This delicious sauce will get you dancing in the streets. Our homegrown yellow peppers light you up. Lime juice and tropical herbs and spices keep you swaying. Turn any meal into a celebration with just a few drops. I like this heat. It kicked my butt. So it gets a 3 for fighting me.
Okay, I love karma sauce. I don't think... This is, I think, the...
We've done a bunch.
We've done 4 or 5 of them. All the way going back to 2021.
Yeah.
This one, this does what a good hot sauce should do. It hurts you, but you want to eat more because it's tasty. I love the flavor of it. It's hot. I feel it in my guts right now. Like, I feel like I need, like...
You ain't gonna feel it there much longer, brother.
I feel you in my guts.
That's not the hot sauce.
Let's get ignorant. Anyway, I'm going to go... I really like this. 3.75.
Wow.
Brett. All right. I already rated it.
I think if I could have tasted it more...
Take that bottle home with you, buddy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Put it in your back pocket right now, and it's yours.
You're the only one who can handle it.
That's going on
in
my...
In your guts.
In your guts.
That's going on my burritos.
All right. Let's get the hell out of here. Michelle, do you want to do the plugs?
No, I do not.
do you want me to do that?
Check us out.
The best policy. I love it.
Check us out at _ wings on wings on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. You can also find us. Nope. You can email us at wingsonwingspodcast@gmail.com or find us at wingsonwings.podbean.com. You can also find us at the soon to be named network at SCBN Network on Twitter. Maybe elsewhere on the internet. Not sure if that's fixed yet. I don't know. Check out other good podcasts there. What are they? What's your podcast called?
We need wrestling. Yeah.
I'm really falling apart here, guys.
Final Wrestling Place. Yeah. At Odds with Wrestling. Yeah. Long Box Heroes.
Porch Talk. Sports Talk. Helmet talk, no.
Puzzle talk.
Borscht talk.
Borscht talk. Argument talk.
Did I say Puzzle Warriors 3?
Yeah. Talk. DC talk.
Talk was a great band.
I think this is it. We can get it.
Talk boy.
Doug.
Slinging and winging.
Yeah.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-named network, the Lamborghini of Podcast Network.